FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The DA has described the postponement of today's budget speech as a victory for South Africans. It says the last-minute decision was due to the failure of the finance minister to meaningfully consider alternative proposals tabled by the DA after the party rejected the plan to hike VAT by 2%. Agriculture Minister and DA leader John Steenhuisen says it was a clear indication that no one party can bulldoze anything it wants through.
A 2% increase in VAT would have been completely retrogressive, would have meant even more burden on existing South Africans at home who are already struggling under the weight of a massive cost of living. Every time people went to the tills and saw their till slips after a 2% increase, they would be reminded that this was a government that was not really acting in their best interest.
Minister in the presidency, Khumbudzo Ntshavheni, has hit back, rubbishing the DA's claims that it forced the ANC to stand down on the VAT hike.
That is completely wrong. The differences were across parties, including ministers who you would call ANC ministers, but we are all ministers of cabinet. So it's not a one-party issue. Part of why we requested a delay as cabinet is that we want to meet as cabinet and have a substantive discussion on the budget. So remove the notion, you know, party politics, people who claim certain things.
While opposition parties are against the budget speech postponement, GNU parties say they support the decision. IFP Chief Web Nhlanhla Hadebe says more time is needed for the executive to discuss it.
We did form part of the consultation as the IFP, and we agreed and supported the proposal that was put forward before the chief whips of political parties. We view this as a sign of leadership, that when you do need more time for fine-tuning on some of the aspects, you request, you approach Parliament for postponement.
The ANC's Doris Tlakuta says they were aware of the postponement in advance.
The chief whips who were in the house at that particular time, they were consulted because they were in the house. I ran all over here looking for the chief whips. No one was left deliberately.
The eThekwini Civil Society Forum is calling for a full investigation after the death of a patient at Umlazi's Prince Mshiyeni Hospital.
I think this incident actually has exposed government, because the facility is a government facility. The hospital has already experienced many incidents. Number one, it was water, security, and then there was the issue of shortage of staff, and then this incident.
That's the group's chairperson, Nkosi Khona Mpungose. KZN Health says a fire broke out in an isolation ward during visiting hours last night. A patient is believed to have used a cigarette lighter near an oxygen mask. The 39-year-old, who'd been admitted on Friday, suffered severe burns and succumbed to their injuries. And DUT has suspended all physical lectures following disruptions at some of its Durban campuses. According to the institution, the protests were caused by a group of people who are not registered students. It says the decision to move classes online was done with the safety and well-being of staff and students in mind. Durban 27 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 25, Richards Bay 28.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Boland 30 without loss after five overs, chasing the Dolphins 174 in the One Day Cup. A huge night for Manchester City as their Champions League future is on the line, and the Springboks to face both Ireland and France on their end of year tour.